USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Florida Representative Matt Gaetz on Tuesday night said a former Department of Justice official attempted to shake his family down for $25 million by blackmailing him with sex trafficking allegations.
What is happening is an extortion of me and my family involving a former Department of Justice official. On March 16th, my father got a text message demanding a meeting wherein a person demanded $25 million in exchange for making horrible sex trafficking allegations against me go away. Our family was so troubled by that, we went to the local FBI. And the FBI and the Department of Justice were so concerned about this attempted extortion of a member of Congress that they asked my dad to wear a wire, which he did, with the former Department of Justice official.
Gaetz identified the former Department of Justice official on Fox News as David McGee, USA Radio News.
This is good news, maybe exactly when you need it to. Right now, MediShare is waiving their new member fees. This could save you money on top of all that you'll save each month by becoming a member of MediShare. So many people are looking for a healthcare solution right now, seeing the cost of COBRA plans, for instance, and MediShare is the affordable alternative to health insurance. The typical family saves $500 a month. You might save even more. MediShare is a Christian community that shares each other's healthcare costs, and because of the current economic situation, they're making it easier than ever. Apply by March 31st. You can save an additional $170 on your first month. I'll give you the number here in a second. And if you call, you can get a price within 2 minutes. Just tell them the promo code SHARE to receive your additional savings. Maybe now is the time to make the switch like more than 400,000 people already have and start saving. Here it is. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Former Customs and Border Protection Commissioner Mark Morgan is reporting Border Patrol agents have apprehended more than 150,000 illegal border crossers during the month of March. Dr. Mike Vickers tells Americans for Limited Government their encounter with Chinese illegal immigrants.
We had a group of Chinese come through. They did not have a Mexican coyote or anybody leading them. They were actually leading themselves, and they were about 8 or 10 miles off the highway. They did have some kind of a navigation device. They'd be looking up at the stars, and they'd sit there and chatted for about 30 minutes. And they didn't know we were there, but they were videoing them, and they took pictures of them and looking at them with a thermal, and all of a sudden they pack up and take off, headed north. Well, we got the Border Patrol out there, but they did not catch them.
CDC Director Rochelle Walensky said data suggests fully vaccinated people do not carry COVID-19. On Monday, the CDC released a study of 4,000 frontline workers which showed that mRNA vaccines were 90% effective at preventing COVID-19 infections, even the asymptomatic kind. USA Radio News.
Hi, this is Wyatt Cox. Each and every day, the USA Radio Network produces 3 hours of the greatest radio programs of all time. Comedies, drama, suspense, it's all there. Classic radio theater. Now, if your radio station doesn't carry the program, you can find them anywhere podcasts are served, including iHeartRadio, Spotify, Spreaker. Just search for USA Classic Radio Theater. Find it. USA Classic Radio Theater. You'll love it.
Georgia is poised to reopen the state Wednesday as the threat of COVID-19 dwindles. Georgia Governor Brian Kemp says the state never issued a mask mandate, and reopening is for the people of the Peach State.
Our economy's been reopened for the most part, working to protect livelihoods, too, for almost a year now. The sectors that we have left that have been struggling are like many around the country when you think about the airline industry, business and tourism, travel, convention center business. In Georgia, you know, this time of year, all the way through the summer, our beaches, mountains, you know, there's a lot of hard working Georgians that depend on those jobs and businesses that depend on that revenue, and that's what we've got to reopen.
The Republican governor on Fox News says the misinformation from President Biden on Georgia's new election laws is adding to knee-jerk reactions.
Hypocrisy is running rampant right now. This bill makes it easy to vote and hard to cheat. President Biden got 4 Pinocchios from the Washington Post, which is incredible, because they're absolutely right. What he was saying is not true. And even more hypocrisy was Stacey Abrams celebrating New Jersey expanding to 9 days of early voting when her own state of Georgia has 17, and we just added more opportunities on the weekend. So they're being mistruthful about what the bill does.
The Election Integrity Act of 2021 was passed on a party line vote and makes adjustments welcomed by local election officials who were overwhelmed by the 2020 record turnout. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pride.